come and take me to the river and make me whole. It's down with the old and up with the new. The heart reset my life, take two. Oh Lord have mercy on this weary soul.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey everyone, it's Mama Mac right here in Clearwater, Florida with Go Yard Live. Tonight, here we are. And of course, sitting beside me in the studio live is the famous Dr. Angel Falzone.
Hello, it's so nice to be here. I don't know about famous, but it's great to be here tonight.
Well, and I hear that some people would like to name the show Feeling Good with Dr. F, right?
It is the standing joke around the office, yes.
Okay, that's all right. This is a life coaching radio show. We are all about learning how to live life to the fullest and really enjoy this journey we're all on, you know?
Yes, it's about pursuing life with purpose and passion. Those
purpose
are
and passion.
The key words.
Yes, purpose and passion. Those are Dr. Falzone's favorite words. We think this is show number 15 for us, and we are excited about that. We began on September 18th right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network, and we love working with everyone around here, Lola and Big Ed and Chris and the whole gang, and it's just a joy to be able to be on this show. But tonight is something very special is happening. I got to get my bell here, Dr. Falzone. We are now, as of this night, we have joined also Starcom Media Network, which is a group of radio stations, 21 of them, and are scattered around the country, and there are 400 affiliates in 5 different countries, and Go Yard is now a part also of the Starcom Media Network family. Welcome all of you listeners out there in different parts of the United States. We are glad you're joining us.
Very glad. It's so exciting.
It is, isn't it? This is a big step for us and something we wanted to happen, this syndication. So we're excited about it. My real name is Marcia McAllister, but I go by Mama Mac because that fits me with all my kids and a million grandkids and great grandkids and all of that. And Dr. Angel, you can talk to her directly during the show, and you know, call in with any kind of suggestion or a question or a life issue that you have facing you on the topic that we're talking about tonight. And let me give you those two numbers real quick. 727-441-3000. Get a pen, write that down. That's a local number, but you can use that in your cell phones everywhere. 727-441-3000 or the toll-free number 1-866-826-1340. 1-866-826-1340. And we started this last week. We have a new phone number through Google Voice, and it's great. And let me give that to you for your texting. You can text us live right here in the show. Or if you in the Starcom Media, these shows will be airing on Thursdays at 4 Central Time. So if we're not live at that time, when you're listening to us across the United States, you can still text anytime and can't actually call in anytime, but you can text or you can send emails. So the text number, write it down, 727-888-4171. And you can email anytime, goyard2014@gmail.com. Let me give you those two things again, because we want audience participation in our show, Doc, don't we,
yes,
Doctor?
Yes, we do. We want to keep it relevant. We want to hear from you.
Exactly. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of people texting. That's why we went to the Google Voice system for the texting. And that's fine. That's no problem at all. You don't have to give your name, nothing. 727-888-4171 for the texting, and email goyard2014@gmail.com, website goyard2014.org. O-R-G. All right, that's where we are. Got all the business taken care of, Doctor. We have been talking about, it's a new year. This is the third show of this new year.
Yes, it is.
And last week we talked about Out with the Old. And what was that about? What did we talk about?
You know, Out with the Old was really about making new habits to
right.
help replace some of those old habits that aren't really serving us the way we want.
Okay. Yeah. And so it was a great show. I really enjoyed it. And it's on the podcast. And all of our
yes.
audience can go at any time to our previous shows. There should be 14 of them up there now already. You just come to the TanTalk1340.com website, go to podcasts, and then you'll find a list of all the shows, and then you can find Go Yard, and they'll all be there. So that's a way to listen to that and get caught up. So we were thinking, what comes after Out with the Old?
Well, you know what? We want to keep moving forward this year, and we want to keep working on Out with the Old. And one of the old things we need to look on is we need to look about the power of forgiveness.
Oh, I don't know if I should ring the bell on that, Doctor, because there's some people going, hey, I don't know if I want to listen to a show about forgiveness. We're going to be very realistic, though, on the show. And we're not going to say, oh, everything that happens to you is okay. We're not going to say that, right?
Well, you know, and forgiveness is really a complex
right.
kind of thinking and a thought. And there's a lot to it. And I think there's a lot of myths that people have been told, and they're not true about forgiveness, and that they
right.
buy into. And so when they think of this forgiveness package, they're like, yeah, no, I don't want a part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no.
You don't know what happened to me.
There you
is
go.
Is what we hear.
So we're going to be very realistic. We're going to be reality-based on this show. It's going to be more than one show. It's probably going to be a little series here on forgiveness. There's so much to cover. And, you know, it's something that happens over time, isn't it? It's a progressive thing with forgiveness. It doesn't necessarily happen instantaneously.
Very rarely will it happen instantaneously. Unless
okay.
it's something, the more minor the offense that we forgive,
right.
usually the quicker it happens. And some things, let's just face it, we live in a world with a lot of tragedies. And,
right.
A lot of things that happen. And so it's not easy to forgive. And they're deep.
They're deep.
And they're hard.
But when we harbor unforgiveness, it turns into things like resentment, bitterness,
anger,
hatred.
All those toxic emotions that we have revealed in previous shows that lead to so many diseases in the physical world, and, you know, the cardiovascular diseases,
yes.
and, you know, tons and tons, the cancers. There's so many things that are fed from these negative toxic emotions. And
right.
forgiveness is a core aspect
of how to get free of all this. I
True.
Like to think about my refrigerator sometimes. I found some oranges in the bottom of it yesterday that had been there a while.
Oh, boy.
And they didn't look too good. And they were soft, and they had started to change color. And, you know, when you take them out of there, you go, man, that doesn't smell very good.
Did they have the fuzzies growing on them?
They did not yet.
Okay.
That was a good thing. But you know what I'm talking about? I think we've all had those times in the refrigerator where we discover something that is just not too pretty. Right?
Very much, yes.
Because we forgot about it, and it was down there all the while, rotting away. How about that for a metaphor?
That's a great metaphor.
For junk that we allow to keep down on the inside of us, you
know? And if we left those oranges in there, they're going to continue to create mold.
Oh,
it's going to grow. It's going to start taking over.
It'll be penicillin, and we can use it as an antibiotic. No, but that's a good thing that would come from it. No, but it does take over, doesn't it? If anything else was potatoes, whatever, near there.
It could start leaking on other things.
It runs.
You know, those fruit and vegetable drawers. Now you have me in the refrigerator thinking, you know, true story, a long time ago, I was pregnant with my third child. A lot of medical issues was going on, and my sister came down to help take care of me, and I hadn't cleaned out the refrigerator in a long time, and she's like, I'm throwing away stuff from last Thanksgiving. I was so embarrassed.
Oh,
but
wow.
I was so grateful for my sister coming
yes.
and doing that. But it's true. And those things, it happens. And
it happens.
The old gets in there. And
out with the old.
Out with the old.
Let's get rid of that stuff that's laying around in the bottom of your refrigerator. Maybe it's laying around in the bottom of your gut.
Very much. And it can be, you know,
yes.
not getting good sleep, not having
right.
rest. Or, you know, lots of things are attributed physically to these toxic emotions.
Yes, and toxic. I like that word, toxic. It's poisonous.
It is.
Stuff
it's
is poison. It
it's
is.
Very much venom, and it's growing
venomous.
Inside.
Ooh, you and your fancy words, Dr. Falzoni. Venomous, toxic, poisonous, it's all. I mean, we're trying to create a word picture here, but it works, doesn't it? This stuff is serious when we hold unforgiveness.
Very much so. And then, you know, we get to the it's not fair.
Oh, yeah.
Because first we had to be offended in some capacity to need to forgive.
Right.
So we were already in the wrong. We were wronged in one.
We were
and
wronged.
Now
yes.
We are holding. Now not forgiving is leading to these venomous emotions and feelings that are hurting us from the inside out. It's not fair that we still have to take care of what somebody else did to us.
Right. I mean, it should. They should have to pay. I mean, come on. They should have to pay restitution. They should have to get down on their knees or on the floor and grovel for our forgiveness. That's what sometimes we think, don't
and
you
we
think?
We do think that. And we do think it's not fair. And you know what? It's really
it's not fair. Hey, we said that the same instant.
We did.
Yes, we did. Jinx, show me a Coke. All right. Forgiveness can lead to feelings of understanding. When we start learning to forgive, we begin to understand people better. Don't you think, Doctor?
We do. And you know what? Here's the deal. We're all in the human race. We are all imperfect beings. We all make mistakes.
Right.
And so sometimes we just... When we start learning to practice forgiveness, and it is a practice.
It is a practice. Yeah.
It's not something that just happens, and it won't just happen until you will and make those choices purposeful for it to happen.
Right.
But we do start gaining a deeper understanding and a deeper compassion for others when they make mistakes.
Right. Yes. That's something we all need to have more of, right?
We do. I mean, sometimes we're really hard on other people,
right.
And, you know, we're just all... going through this human life.
But, you know, some people may be sitting out there going, but you don't know my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't know my ex-husband. Or you don't know my ex-business partner, you know. And you wouldn't believe what they did to me. And if you want to call and comment tonight, you can. Just keep names out of it. But, you know, you can certainly comment and get some help here on this topic tonight. 1-866-826-1340. So, Doctor, you're saying that forgiveness is powerful in our lives. We've got to learn to practice it. I like the word practice.
Practice.
I like that a lot. Because that, just like a doctor who practices medicine or a lawyer who practices the legal profession,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean that they have all the answers when they start out. I was married to a doctor for many years, so I know that when you get out of med school, you don't know much, or at least that's what he used to say. But, you know, it's as you practice...
You learn more.
You learn.
And you get better at it. And forgiveness is a practice. And when, you know, and forgiveness is really about making a conscious decision to let go of resentment, thoughts of revenge,
thoughts
anger,
of revenge, ooh.
And the hurts that someone has caused you. And
right.
It's learning to let those things go.
Yeah. Learning to do that. There's a new show on TV called Revenge. I've only seen the previews. I have not watched it because it just kind of made me kind of feel sick just to think there's a show all about getting revenge on people. You know, I don't know if that's what it is, really.
Well,
that's the title of it.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah,
but
it's out there. It's out there. Anyway, so... Forgiveness can really help us, you're saying. It has therapeutic benefits for us.
I think holistically speaking, not only does it have, you know, emotional and psychological benefits, but it also has benefits to our physical well-being, our relational well-being. I think in a holistic approach to our life, forgiveness is a key component for us.
Okay. All right, you said physically. Let's talk about that medically a minute.
Well, we kind of mentioned some of it medically, you know, talking about, you know, when we're harboring those toxic emotions, the angers, the resentment, the bitterness, you know, those lead into autoimmune deficiency diseases, stress-related diseases, cancers, cardiovascular diseases, difficulty with digestion and those types of diseases, insomnia, and the list can go on, weight gain. I mean, it can make a lot of things difficult for us.
And this is medically
and this is medically
researched
right? and documented.
Yeah. So it's time to do something about all that.
Very
and,
much.
And every one of us... can say there's probably some area of my life I need to work on in this area of forgiveness. There's somebody I need to deal with or some situation. You got to kind of stay up on it every day, don't you?
You know what we do. And, you know, and there's different levels of forgiveness and there's different things. Sometimes we need to forgive others and sometimes we need to forgive ourselves.
Right.
And that can be something we overlook.
Right.
Self-forgiveness. And then sometimes we need to seek forgiveness from someone maybe we've hurt or wronged.
And, you know, in the ministry I've found through the years, a lot of times people are mad at God and they need to forgive God. You know, they think God caused whatever the situation. So that's another area. So all these areas where forgiveness comes in, so very important in our lives. So when we are harboring unforgiveness, okay, you're saying we can have medical issues, we can have stress issues, we can have sleep disorders, all of these things. But what about the person who says, I have a right to feel this way because the injustice was so severe? Let's take, for instance, doctor, physical sexual abuse of children.
Okay.
And this happens, and in your career, you deal with a lot of people that have had that happen. And I know that, and that's why I'm picking that category to pick your brain about, because in my years of the ministry, I have heard this so much, it's just almost consistent with most people that come in for help. There's been some type of abuse, emotional or physical or sexual or mental, et cetera.
Okay. Well, when they talk about, yes, I have the right to feel this way, you do have the right to feel this way. However, that right you're taking is still affecting your body negatively. It's still leading in the depression. It's still leading to the anxiety. It's still putting you at risk for health disorders. And what you're doing, as long as you're holding on to that,
right,
is you're tying that event and that person to you like a bag of bricks that you drag everywhere you go.
Whoa.
So you are choosing to take it everywhere you go, every part of your life, every phase of your life, you're taking it in. Yes, it was terrible. There's not even a word that can conceptualize the abuses people go through.
Right.
They are awful.
Yeah.
However, when we choose not to walk through the forgiveness and walk through and facing this, we just continue to, they continue to hurt us in our present.
Right. They continue.
And they can steal our present.
Right.
They can steal our future. They can steal our life from events that might have happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So the longer.
We got a call? All right. Doug, talk to us, Doug.
Hey, you guys. It's a great show tonight. You know, there's a lot of things. I had an ex-leave and all kinds of messes happened to me for years.
Right.
And you know, the best thing that came out was that movie Frozen, Let It Go.
Right.
Let It Go. That song is so powerful.
Isn't it?
To people that are in our position.
Right. Yeah.
But it's hard to forgive, but you have to let it go and just get on with your life and let them get on with their life. You never know where the world will bring you back around someday.
You're true. You never do. And, you know, letting it go is a process. It's not a one-time thing that happens. It's kind of something we have to continually reminding ourselves as things are brought up. But it's a good practice.
And is it...
Yeah, it's helped.
Go ahead, Doug. Go ahead.
No, it's helped a lot. Like I say, that was a strong song to get me through a lot of things, but letting it go is the way I had to cope with it, you know,
right.
And try to just move on.
Right. And realize that life is short, and if it's harming you to carry that around, which that's the point we're making right now, why do it, right?
Well, that's it. The only bad thing is when it's, you know, it doesn't end and it keeps coming back around to bite you. It's like it's so hard to forgive and let it go because it keeps coming back in your face or they keep trying to hurt you. It's like that makes it very difficult too.
Very much can, and that's where sometimes we need to forgive and then sometimes change letting people have those accesses to us. And that's a part of forgiveness, that sometimes those relationships need to be cut off or ended so that they cannot continue to cause future harm in those deep levels.
Yeah,
that's part of what I'm going through because my ex hasn't taken everything away yet. So it's like there's still intermittent contacts. And
sure.
You know, it's making it difficult on me at the time right now, but it's like I'm just trying to bite my tongue and let it go.
Right.
That's why I say the song has been a big help through a lot of this.
That's great. That's great.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes. Thanks for calling, Doug. We appreciate you listening and contributing to the show. Thank you very much. So, Angel, let's go back to that Doug is talking about. There are so many times when the injustice and the hurt has ripple effects in our lives. And maybe we have to stay in contact with that person. Maybe it's our mother. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's an ex-wife and we're going through a divorce or whatever the case may be. Yes, I like your point. There are times it's time to terminate that relationship. Do you want to comment on all that, Doctor?
Well, and you're right. And sometimes it's not possible to terminate that relationship. And an ex-spouse is definitely one of those that we don't get to choose, especially if we have kids.
Right.
When we get to terminate that. And that's where setting some really strong boundaries.
Right.
And limiting what we'll invest into and what we don't invest in, learning to continually let go.
Right.
And learning to be strong in different areas where maybe we were. So they're not continuing to walk on us and treat us like a doormat.
Mm, doormat concept.
Yeah, the doormat, you know,
yeah.
And it happens because we set it up when, you know, when they start hurting us and then we kind of just learn to take it. And it becomes a learned behavior that we expect it. And so
yes,
we're going to have to start learning to do it a little different and setting those boundaries, which takes time and it's difficult.
And sometimes people that have been pretty abused tend to be doormats, don't they?
Well, true. And that's one of the things is when the more we get hurt, the more vulnerable we are to almost getting hurt from others. We kind of put ourselves into situations that kind of set us up.
So like when I hurt my elbow really bad about a year ago, I mean, just busted it wide open. And I mean, stitches and staples and all kinds of things. And it seemed like every time I turned around, I would hit it against something. You know, it was so vulnerable. Is that a good metaphor?
That's a great metaphor. And I love that you brought that up. And it's true.
Still hurts me.
And, you know, when we're allowing, you know, when we are experiencing, sometimes we're not allowing it. Sometimes it's just life and it's happening. But it sets us up to accept that from other people and to maybe make us more weak or vulnerable to be walked on in other areas of our lives, too.
So it's almost like, you know, once you're hurt, it just makes you almost, it comes at you more.
It does.
In a way.
It really does. It's almost like you have this invisible stamp on your forehead.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Tell me
I can't
that
figure
therapy.
Out what to say.
I feel like I have a tattoo on my forehead, you know, just walk on me.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so there are so many times in our lives, I think, when we just get so, I guess the word I'm trying to say is ate up with this thing of unforgiveness in an area, a situation, mm-hmm. a relationship with someone where it's consuming us. We wake up in the middle of the night and we are thinking about that person and we are like, I wish I would have said this, you know? I wish I would have told them this, you know? Or here's what I'm going to say, you know, when I get the opportunity, I'm going to say this, you know? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I think some of our listeners out there are going, I can relate to that. And if so, we can hear from you if you want. 727-888-4171 is our text. But go ahead.
True. And, you know, and so learning to forgive is a process. And so sometimes when we're thinking of the should have and would have and could have, which
yeah.
I always tell people are words we don't use. They make us sad and they give us the blues.
Whoa. Go back over all that, Dr. Falzone. You went way too fast and our audience is going, what was that she just said?
Well,
say it slowly.
Should have and would haves are words we don't use. They just make us sad and they give us the blues.
All right. Got it. That's a bell ringer.
It's true. We can't go back and redo it.
Right.
We can only take now and go forward.
So when they say, I should have said this, or if I would have just done that, that's what you're saying. You got
to
stop yourself.
We have to stop that because that's when we start beating ourselves down. Instead of that, it's next time when I'm in this situation, I'm going to try this.
Okay.
Maybe this will handle it better the next time if the situation comes
up
again.
So when the tape comes through your head in the middle of the night, I should have said this. Oh.
Which makes you angry. Just watching your face say those words, I can just see emotion coming on you.
I know, you can't. I'm just playing with you.
I know,
but still, should have, would have, yes, I agree with that. Let's do your little poem one more time in case somebody wants to write this down, Doctor.
Should have and would have are words we don't use. They just make us sad and they give us the blues.
Oh, okay. I like that. Okay. Should have and would have are words we don't use.
So
okay.
Instead of thinking on that, instead of you're almost blaming yourself, let's start looking forward and how we can do it different.
Boy, that's given our audience a lot to talk about. I think it's time to take a little break and do a couple of commercials here. Here we go. Be right back.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
Is it time to consider a new pool enclosure or beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service. Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen.
Great. Love that song. Thank you, Engineer Big Ed. Appreciate that. That was great right there. Wow. We are talking about the power of forgiveness tonight on Go Yard. I'm Mama Mac, and right here beside me is my co-host, Dr. Angel Falzoni, and PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and all kinds of other stuff you do. Just all of it. It's great. Your practice, everything. So we want to talk about the importance of forgiveness, and I think we've been, in the first half of the show, talking about all of us can relate to this topic, can we not?
I agree. I don't think there's a human alive who cannot relate on some terms with this.
Right. So if our audience had to rate themselves.
Well, you know, and that's great, you know, to sit and kind of self-reflect and self-evaluate and look at yourself like on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, 1 meaning that, you know, you have not forgiven anyone that's wronged you in your life. And 10 meaning you are perfect and just have forgiven everyone and everything that's ever made you feel like you've been wronged. And see, where do you feel like you are in this continuum?
Okay.
Just kind of help self-evaluate where you're standing.
Okay. That's a good idea. You something know, to reflect on.
Very much to reflect. And, you know, sometimes we don't want to admit it because we don't want to say, oh, I struggle with this. But we do.
We do.
It's a struggle. And I don't want to minimize the fact that it's not easy. It is not. I'm not saying that, oop, I have this magic pill and it's going to make it better. It is hard work.
So maybe the question is, how is unforgiveness affecting your life, dear listener?
And that's something to really look at and start considering. Because when we have unforgiveness, you know what we're doing? We're bringing that anger and we're bringing that resentment right into our new relationships. You hear that, you know, people say, oh, making them pay for the sins of the past.
Right.
You know, when other people have wronged us, we're kind of a little bit more, you know, less trusting, a little more, you know, paranoid maybe that this could happen to us again.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. We're making someone else that hasn't done anything wrong pay for it because we haven't forgiven it back here.
Okay, so forgiveness does not mean we agree with what was done. Is that correct?
Correct. It's not, and we're not saying we agree with what happened.
Okay, let's say that again then in a positive way so I can do my bell here. Mama Mac's bell has got to go.
Well, forgiveness is not agreeing with what happened. We can admit that it was wrong.
Okay, very important, right? So I think a lot of people think, well, if I forgive, I've got to say, well, that's okay, Susie, that you did that to me. You're not saying that.
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
And I think that's where we get, you know, when we talk about the word forgiveness, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, no. Because they kind of get in these myths of what forgiveness means and what it doesn't mean. And forgiveness is not about the other person really at all.
That's interesting. That's profound. It's not about the other person.
Really not at all.
It's about how it's affecting you it, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And forgiveness is really about releasing that person and that event from you.
Okay, getting it
emotionally, releasing that.
When you mentioned earlier about carrying a load of bricks behind you, I remembered a show I saw many years ago when Oprah lost weight. This was a long time ago. And I remember watching her have a little red wagon they carried in with sacks of flour, bags of flour, you know, piled up and all the weight that she had lost in this little wagon. And it just reminded me of this kind of stuff right here that we carry around and pulling that wagon or dragging it, whatever you want to call, all those resentments and all those past hurts, you know?
It's not easy. It's not easy keeping unforgiveness you think about it that way, you know? When we're so wrapped up in what people have done to hurt us, we're not really enjoying our present moment.
Right.
So it's robbing us today of our quality of life.
It does. It really does. So it's time to do something about it. And it just very well may be eating away at your physical condition, let alone your emotional
peace. Depression, anxiety, you're not feeling connected maybe with others. Maybe you're just feeling like your life is lacking purpose.
Right. Wow.
So hanging on to unforgiveness really makes us not feel well.
So the question we asked a few minutes ago, and our audience maybe can write it down somewhere and think on this, how is unforgiveness affecting your life right now? How is it doing that? And I want to go back to the thing about current relationships. You want to amplify on that? Because I really believe that's a strong point here about how unforgiveness affects our current relationships.
Very much so, because we're hanging on to what has happened to us negatively, the wrongs. And, you know, here's the things people think in their head, I'm never going to let anybody else do that to me again.
Right.
And so they almost sometimes create unhealthy relationships, trying so hard to protect it from happening again that it almost happens again because you're so paranoid about it happening again that you're feeding it in new relationships. But you do. You will project onto them that maybe someone cheated on you in the past. And now you're going to check this person's cell phone records and know where they are. And every time you can't find them, you're going to think they're doing what?
Yeah, exactly. Cheating.
And you're ruining a relationship before it ever had the chance to blossom and grow and develop.
Good point.
Not for what this person did, but for what somebody else did in your past.
So you haven't gotten rid of your old baggage is what you're saying.
True.
You're still carrying it around.
True.
And so you're relating that projecting. I like that word projection. And I've noticed that I've used that concept in counseling a lot through the years. You want to explain projection?
Well, projection is where we're placing onto something else, something that doesn't belong there. It came from another place and we're putting it in another area of our life.
Okay. And so we can project old hurts onto a new relationship.
Very much. And we can sabotage it before it even really has a chance to grow and develop. And so if we want healthy relationships, we have to practice forgiveness.
Oh, that's huge.
Forgiveness in the current relationship, forgiveness in our past, in a lot of areas of our life.
I've heard this said, it's not original with me, but I think it fits right here. Hurt people, hurt people.
Absolutely.
You want to amplify on that
for
our audience?
Absolutely. When we have been hurt and we're carrying the hurt, we are more likely to project hurt onto other people around us. That's that projection.
Yeah.
And we're projecting that hurt in other ways by maybe being, you know, more accusatory and I'm blaming you for things you never, you haven't done.
Right.
So I'm hurting you and I'm hurting our relationships because I'm not trusting you.
Right. Because you're hurt.
I'm hurt. And so as long as I'm hurt, I am more vulnerable to hurt other people in my world too.
So you're just expecting the new relationship to behave the same way the old one did. Is that what you're saying?
True. Mm-hmm. And our unconscious, subconscious, mm-hmm. that's what we're doing.
Yeah. So we're hurt. So we hurt others. Hurt people.
And we have this vicious cycle of hurt.
Right.
And so we have a lot of hurt in the world. I mean, there's no denying it.
So how is hurt connected to unforgiveness?
Well, when we can forgive and start working through the process of letting go of that hurt, then we can come to terms and come back on the other side. And we're not carrying the baggage of the hurt when we can forgive that hurt. And so we can move forward.
Okay. So you're not saying that to forgive is to forget?
Not at all.
Is that one of the myths that we need to...
We definitely need to debunk that myth.
Debunk. Good word. I like that. Debunk. Debunk that myth. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, you know, that's one of the big myths forgive and forget. Forgiving is not synonymous with forgetting. And then a lot of times we don't want to forget because we need to be able to protect ourselves from...
Yeah, not step into the same mess again.
Especially
right?
when we were talking about heinous things like abuses and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We definitely won't forget that.
Absolutely.
But we
Absolutely.
Can forgive the toxic emotion. You know, it's kind of like when we get wounded. You know, when you have an injury and you might have surgery scars and you look at it and there was a knife that went through that part of your skin at one point in your life and there were stitches and it healed over. And when
right.
we forgive, it's like looking at a surgery scar and you see the scar, you know it's there, you remember what happened, you remember you went under the knife and you had to have surgery, but it doesn't hurt like it did.
Yeah, that's good. I like that metaphor. That's good.
So it's there. You'll have a reminders in our lives and not mm-hmm. trying to deny it happened.
Right.
But it's not constantly hurting.
Well, and our minds do remember things. I mean, we don't have a compartment. Now, I know that people can do that, put things out of their mind and, you know, and I know that's a whole separate show. But I mean, generally speaking, we remember things that happen to us, don't we?
We do.
Right.
And remembering is not a bad thing. When I can remember a negative thing and I'm not feeling the pain, I can help someone else get through that pain.
Right.
I've been there. I know what it was like. I can
right.
hold their hand and help them through it.
And help them through it. Christine, talk to us, Christine.
Hey, I was just listening to this, and I have a scenario where I've currently been placed back in a situation. I have parents that had, you know, basically disowned me.
Oh, wow.
And it took a long time to get past it, and last year and a half, I've done great. And not only did I forgive, but I released and I lived my life. And my husband's parents became my parents, you know, and they're great. They're fabulous people. But I've recently just been smacked with a huge boulder and they are now wanting to be a part of my life again when I fully released it because I knew it was going to be the same pattern as long as they were in my life. So I'm trying to deal with this new situation of them trying to re-enter my life. And I was really at a very happy spot, you know, I was at a very peaceful, calm spot knowing they weren't in my life. I wasn't having to deal with the constant abuse that they did. And like I said, I released it. I forgive them. I was glad, but it's thrown back in my face again right now. Would love some wow. advice on, you know, how to deal with it when it comes back, even after you've forgiven it.
Well, the
you've
thing
let go
is,
of it.
The thing is, you hold the power of how much you allow this back in. You've come to terms where you can and set a boundary, it looks like, and now situations and circumstances. And so because you've been able to forgive and release the past hurts, gets you in a better position to deal with what's going on currently. But remember, you still hold the power and the keys to how much you enter into this relationship. And if it's still showing that toxicity and those damaging effects, then, you know, you can keep a greater distance.
And feel okay about it, Christine. I mean, it's okay to keep that distance, the boundaries, right?
Very much. And that's where the boundary practice comes in, because you don't have to go all the way in. You know there's previous hurts. You know where it's been from. Not that you're blame, you know, you're not projecting those hurts forward, but you know to protect yourself and how to do that, and by stepping in little bits at a time. And if it's not feeling safe, then taking those steps right back out.
Right. Yeah.
Or it makes it hard, though, is that some of the toxic is dealing with a mental illness also. So it's yes. very hard.
Yes.
And that is very hard.
One of them.
The thing about that is it's beyond you. It's beyond your control. There's nothing you can do that's going to make a mental illness go away. And depending on the depth of this mental illness you're dealing with. So you can release yourself of that responsibility, and all you can do is walk in one step at a time and be, you know, keep your guard up, but you hold the keys of power of what you're willing and can handle in what moment you can do it.
And it's okay to not jump headlong like nothing ever happened, Christine.
True. You don't. Don't emotionally drive off the diving board and do
right.
that to
no,
the ocean.
I mean, my heart is like really like I. It's like I was so at peace at where it already was. You know, it's been a year and a half, and you really adjust to that. I mean, you really do. And I, like I said, my husband's parents are fantastic, and it's like they love unconditionally. They are just. And they loved me like I'm their daughter. I mean, even if me and their son was not together, they would still love me the same way, and I know that they would. But it's that unconditional love that I have never had throughout my life that now my own parents are trying to come back into my life, and it's like I was really, really happy. So,
Embrace the family you do have and take one step at a time with the other situation and let it, you know.
Go slow.
Go very slow.
Go very slow. Thank you for calling, Christine.
Thanks.
And thanks for listening to Go Yard. That's great. Glad you called in.
Thank you.
I'm really glad she called in, Doctor, because that is a perfect example about what some of us face in our lives. And sometimes we are dealing with mental illness on the other side of the problem.
Very much. And you're correct in saying that. And it's difficult when you're dealing with mental illness because it's a whole animal in itself.
It is.
The part of it is sometimes we take that responsibility onto us and project that this is my fault, it's not working, when the other person has this mental illness. We can't change that. Therapy, medications, they need, you know, professional intervention to work on that. Maybe it'll change, maybe it won't, depending on the mental illness.
Right.
But knowing that you're going into that mental illness situation lets you know that I need to be a little bit more guarded, a little bit more careful. I need to keep, you know,
because, keep your guard up.
And that's okay to do
that. And
that
is okay to do that.
You don't have
that.
To throw
Protect
your
yourself.
Whole heart into a
yes.
situation.
Especially when you've gotten away from it and you're at peace with
and
where it
peace.
Is.
So learn to be at peace
wow.
with yourself and give what you can and don't what you don't. And that's okay.
Okay. I hope that helps, Christine. So, you know, this is such a serious topic. We knew we weren't going to begin to get through all the stuff we wanted to talk about on this. It's a series. So this is just going to be, you know, the first step in this forgiveness series. But, you know, these people in our lives that do try to force themselves on us, perhaps when we've created a boundary. We did that series last fall on boundaries. They're on our website,
mm-hmm.
and on the Tan Talk website, people can go listen to those. But that's really one of the ways to deal with this, isn't it? A situation like Christine's in?
Very much. And it's and that's why we call it a practice, because it's about the going through the process of forgiving, which it sounds like she's coming to peace with that. Mm-hmm. So the forgiveness is there. It's how do I re-enter some sort of relationship? It may not be what it was, couldn't with mental illness, but how can I do that and maintain my peace?
Right.
And that takes a lot of boundaries.
So one of the big things that will help her and all of us that go through this is the word no.
The word no is a big word. And, you know, but when you're dealing sometimes with people with mental illness, and especially if we have a personality disorder in there, the word no can flare drama and
yes.
chaos.
Yes.
And that's when you take those steps right back out.
Right. Say, oh, okay. And yeah. So, okay. So forgiveness does not mean we agree with what was done.
Definitely does not mean we agree. It's not saying we're forgetting what happened. We can remember it. And it's, like a case like Christine called in, it's appropriate to remember so that you don't put yourself right back in that same situation.
Yes. Be very careful with yourself. Protect yourself. But then again, and this would be a different scenario than what she's talking about, but when you have new relationships coming into your life, be careful that you don't project the old junk that happened in a past relationship, right?
Very much.
Onto the new one.
We don't want to make our current relationships pay for the sins of others.
Right. And that's a different scenario than what she's talking about.
Very much a different scenario.
Right.
But it's still easy to do.
Right. Okay. So when we do have unforgiveness, it really does morph, doesn't it, into some other things.
It becomes a monster. I mean, when I say this is venomous, I'm not kidding.
It is.
It like gets into the fiber and it just morphs and becomes your worldview. It becomes how you relate and how you think, and it takes over.
Yeah. And it can turn into anger and hatred and...
Oh, all kinds of ugly things that just eat us away from the inside out.
Exactly. And it can also cause a lot of depression, don't you think? I mean, we even talked about the need to talk about depression soon on this show, and we will. But don't you think that depression sometimes, I'm not saying all the time, has roots in unforgiveness?
Very much. It can. Depression and anxiety can have roots in unforgiveness.
Right.
Very much.
And in Christine's case, we just had somebody text in and say that they understand what she's going through. After all, these are her parents.
True, the people who brought her in. And so when we have that, we kind of have this paradox, we have this conflict, because these are the people who should love us and protect us.
Right.
They're our parents.
Right.
And they're hurting us and there's other things. So our hearts are drawn out of love, but we are experiencing pain. So it's this huge conflict going on inside of us.
Right.
And it's an ongoing thing. There's that internal guilt that they should be able to love. We should be drawn, but we can't be drawn. And it's very challenging.
Very challenging. So we certainly don't minimize Christine's situation. And we're glad that she called in. So often unforgiveness does cause us to get depressed because we want the situation to be different. We wish it had never happened. We don't know how to make it right.
Powerless to make it right or to make a change in the regard of the situation.
Right.
When we're not forgiving, guess what we're doing all the time? We are thinking about it.
We're thinking about it.
And we're feeding the unforgiving thoughts and the negative thoughts. And we're going over what the wrong happened over and over. We play those tapes. Around and around they go. And then all you're thinking of is this negative thing. Guess what you're going to start feeling? Depressed. Sad.
So we would encourage Christine, as big as this challenge is for her, and it is, this is huge, to not let it get to that point where she's going back over those things. Just take baby steps. You kept saying that. I like that. I like that concept. Anxiety, don't you think, has a lot to do, it can become a product of unforgiveness?
Very much, yes.
Okay.
You know, when we can't sleep, when we're not, you know, more thinking of this, it's affecting our sleep. It's affecting all these things going on in our body and the anger, and it just boils. And yeah, we start to feel anxious and worry.
Right.
We're worrying someone else is going to do this to us. So we're worrying about our current relationships. We're depressed about our past relationships. And we are kind of the charm hot mess.
Right. Would you, in a situation like Christine presented, would you encourage her to lay all the cards out on the table and confront parents and say, here's the boundaries, or just let that be unspoken at this point?
It's going to depend on the situation. She revealed there's a mental illness. She didn't reveal what mental illness.
Right. So that does complicate the whole picture.
You don't know
it?
Really what you're looking at.
Right. You know,
are we dealing with someone who's delusional, someone who can deal with reality, someone who's got personality or just depression, or
somebody who's reasonable or not reasonable whatsoever? It can be very...
You know, and so when we're laying boundaries out, we have to take it for what the situation is.
Okay.
But because she's been out of it, going in, she controls how much and where she can let herself in and not let herself in.
Okay. So just go slow.
Very slow.
And don't promise them the moon.
Nope.
Because as much as we would love for things to be perfect, like they never, ever happened, the awful thing never happened, or the situations never happened, reality. We're based in reality.
We are based in reality. And she never even shared with us, but did they even seek forgiveness? Did they even acknowledge that there was,
right,
that they contributed to a wrongdoing?
They may not have.
And if they haven't, that's really letting you know that it's going to be difficult to restore a relationship without acknowledgement of the wrong.
Right. Yeah. So the wild card here in her situation is the mental illness, don't you think? Which makes this so much more difficult.
It does, but you know what? There's a lot of mental illness in a lot of different ways, from depression, anxiety, substance abuse. We have a lot out there. So
right,
a lot of people are dealing, I'm sure almost everyone out there knows somebody or has somebody in their life that is dealing with mental illness on some level.
Oh yeah, it's very, very common.
So does it complicate it? Yes, but we're living in that complication.
Right. I mean, in an ideal world, it would be wonderful to sit down and try to talk rationally and reasonably and work out differences. But that cannot always be done, can it?
Cannot. And you know, and another suggestion for her, maybe that they need to do a talk with another professional, having
yes,
a counselor or somebody kind of help
mm-hmm.
them navigate this.
Yes. Excellent idea. I like that idea. We haven't begun to
we're on page one.
I know of things that little notes that we had talked about earlier. We don't have a script or anything. We just let it evolve, and that's the best way, I'm sure. But you know, as we help our audience understand this concept, I think one of the important points is this is very important. This is a critical part of your life when you harbor resentments and unforgiveness, and it needs to be dealt with.
Yeah, we can't just throw it under the rug. It can't be the elephant in the room. We have to look at it and deal with it. We don't have to deal with it all in one night.
Right.
But we need to start looking at it. And what I really want to encourage our audience to do is to look at themselves this week and, you know, and what, and that self evaluation is, where do I stand on this forgiveness? Have I forgiven everybody and am I in a perfect 10, or have I forgiven no one, or where am I at?
Right.
And another thing they can look at this week is there anybody in my world that maybe I have offended?
Right. And that I need to make amends.
To start thinking about how can I make this right?
Right. Make amends. Make amends.
And so there's a lot to look at. And even looking at ourselves, do I forgive myself?
Right. Yeah. And that's a good place to start.
It's a very good place to start.
Right there. Do I forgive myself? This has been a great time with you again, Dr. Angel Falzone. And again, welcome, StarCom Media audience. We're so glad you're with us. You can get a hold of us, 727-888-4171 with texts or voicemails. And you can go to our website now, goyard2014.org, and listen to all of our past shows. They're all there on the website. And
they can like us on Facebook.
Please. Oh, that's right.
Go Yard 1340 on Facebook. So.
Yes. Okay. So go there and like us. You actually see a picture of us right there.
Yeah,
a brand new picture. Yeah. Okay. So we're looking forward to next week as we continue this series on forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. Dr. Angel Falzone, you're amazing. Do you have a final comment for our listening audience?
I just want everyone to have a good week, and I want you to continue feeling good.
Feeling good with Dr. Falzone. All right. That's great. I'm Mama Mac, and we just love being here with you each week. And welcome to all the new stations. We want to hear from any of you. So send us an email, goyard2014@gmail.com. Or a text or voicemail, 727-888-4171. And we'll see you next week. So, what's holding you back? See ya.